Wisconsin potato growers suffered $10 million to $30 million in damages from last week's rains and resulting floods. Potato growers in the state endured a dry May, three times the normal rainfall in July, and then a hot August. That's according to Tamas Houlihan. He is with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. He says harvests before the floods had looked promising.
The crop that was out of the ground before the flood came was outstanding, and the growers were very optimistic. But the flooding certainly threw a monkey wrench into that.
Houlihan says how the waterlogged potatoes fare will depend in part to where they're located in the state. He says portions of the central region have more sandy soil, so floodwaters will recede more quickly. Not so in areas up north. Houlihan says the floodwaters there could linger longer.
It'll create some rot. The potatoes will form lenticels, which make them less marketable, and it makes it very difficult to harvest. I know in Antigo, when they get a 4-inch rain, they'll sit for a week before they can start harvesting again.
Houlihan says potato prices are strong this year, too, so he says the lost crops were worth even more money than usual. Wisconsin's roughly 120 commercial potato growers enjoyed record yields last year. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.